Welcome to another edition of the Exo News Bulletin Podcast, where we present the audio version of bullet points posted on the exonews.org website, summarizing a recent UFO or extraterrestrial-related internet article. I'm Duke Brickhouse, Chief Editor of the Exo News. Be sure to like the show, subscribe, comment, and share. Today's article is from February 6, 2020, entitled Racing Certainty, There's Life on Europa and Mars, leading UK space scientist says. It is from Liverpool Hope University and was originally posted on the phys.org website. For a link to the original article, visit exonews.org. Recently installed chancellor at Liverpool Hope University and professor of planetary and space science, Monica Grady, told a university audience recently that the notion of undiscovered life in our galaxy isn't nearly as far-fetched as we might expect. It's almost a racing certainty, says Grady. If there's going to be life on Mars, it's likely to be very small bacteria, and it's going to be under the surface of the planet, said Grady. Under the surface of Mars, you're protected from solar radiation, and that means there's the possibility of ice remaining in the pores of the rocks, which could act as a source of water. I think we've got a better chance of having slightly higher forms of life on Europa, perhaps similar to the intelligence of an octopus. Jupiter's moon Europa is covered by a layer of ice up to 15 miles deep, and there's likely liquid water beneath where life could dwell. The ice acts as a protective barrier against both solar radiation and asteroid impact. The prospect of hydrothermal vents on the ocean floor, as well as sodium chloride in Europa's salty water, also boost the prospects of life. As for what lies beyond the Milky Way galaxy, Professor Grady says that it is highly unlikely that the environmental conditions that led to life on Earth could be replicated elsewhere. Our solar system is not a particularly special planetary system, as far as we know, and we still haven't explored all the stars in the galaxy, says Grady, who has worked with the European Space Agency. I think it's highly likely there will be life elsewhere, made of the same elements. Grady notes that, based purely on statistical argument, dinosaurs killed by an asteroid impact making way for furry mammals from which humans evolved is theoretically possible to replicate in this vast universe. Whether we will ever be able to contact extraterrestrial life is anyone's guess, purely because the distances are just too huge. As for so-called alien signals received from space, there's been nothing real or credible. At least three separate missions will be launched to Mars this year. The ExoMars 2020 mission, a joint project of the European Space Agency and the Russian space agency Roscosmos, launches in July and is planned to reach the Red Planet in February 2021. The space exploration probe, the Hope Mars mission, funded by the United Arab Emirates, is set to launch in summer. Grady has been studying a single grain of rock that was brought back to Earth in 2010 from the asteroid 25143 Itkahawa by the Japanese Hayabusa mission. When we look at this grain, we can see that most of it is made up of silicates, but it's also got little patches of carbon in it, says Grady. We can see that it's been hit by other bits of meteorite, asteroid, and interstellar dust. It's giving us an idea of how complex the record of extraterrestrial material really is. In order to avoid contaminating the Earth with a Mars virus, Professor Grady described how a NASA mission will collect soil samples in tubes and leave them on Mars. Then, in 2026, an ESA mission will collect those samples and put them in orbit around Mars. Then, a third mission will come and collect that orbiting capsule. Says Grady, it's about breaking the chain of contact between Mars and the Earth, just in case we bring back some horrendous new virus. We don't want to contaminate Mars with our own terrestrial bugs. Professor Grady points out that space mission sterilization protocols will also prevent other planets from being contaminated by Earth viruses. Current protocol requires boiling equipment in acid or heating it to high temperatures. We could be all there is in the galaxy, and if there's only us, then we have a duty to protect the planet. Editor's note. As usual, the universities dependent on deep state funding intend to maintain the status quo, giving the public the impression that they are open to the possibility of extraterrestrial life in the universe, but limiting it to bacterial life in underground crevices or primitive sea life hidden underneath miles of ice. They will note that there is no real or credible evidence of any other type of extraterrestrial life. University chancellors and professors must remain in denial of the vast amount of evidence of intelligent extraterrestrial life, the presence of ET beings here on Earth, and the existence of several secret space programs in order to keep their well-paid jobs and comfortable lifestyles.
This has been an Exo News Bulletin with Chief Editor Duke Brickhouse. Visit our website at exonews.org. Subscribe to this podcast. Exo News is sponsored by the Exopolitics Institute, a U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit educational organization.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.